Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alvin, he has a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Neil Young. Dear Neil Young, seriously? So if you don't know, old Neil Young, and I do mean old, he's 76, wrote a letter to his management company and told them to get his music taken off Spotify because of what he says is false information about vaccines coming from Joe Rogan. Let's break this down. First off, who writes a letter to their own management company? Are you a soldier in the Civil War? Don't you just call them on one of those newfangled phone machines? But then I guess they couldn't release that letter to the public to show how woke you are, right? Also, am I the only one that smells a new album coming out from this guy? This sounds like a page right out of Kanye's book. Do something controversial a few weeks before you drop a new album, so everyone's talking about you, right? Also, is that how it works with Spotify? That the artists can just pull their music at any time they want? There's no contract or anything? Do you have to write a letter to Neil Young every day, asking him if it's okay to play his music? And I love that Neil Young is giving Spotify an ultimatum. It's either me or Joe Rogan. You can't have us both. That's like some old broad at a party getting pissed off at another guest and telling the host, it's either me, a dumpy old annoying bitch face, or the younger, hotter, in-shape chick that everybody enjoys talking to that we just paid $100 million to be here. Bye, Felicia. In case you didn't get that, Neil Young is Felicia in that scenario. By the way, as of this morning, Neil's stuff is still up on Spotify. Also, I want to point out, and I'm not saying anything that taking away from Neil Young as an artist. The guy has put out some great stuff and has been doing it successfully for many years. Although his guitar solos could use some work. The majority of his solos sounds like somebody pouring hot lava on a cat's head while it screams into a microphone. Other than that, good work. And hey, Neil, who says you're right? If Joe Rogan is wrong, then what's right? Because I don't know if you've been paying attention to this whole COVID thing and vaccines, but people say one thing, and then 3 weeks later, they tell you the exact opposite. By the way, if I'm taking health advice from someone, and my two choices are between a guy that works out every day and looks to be in the best shape of his life, or taking health advice from a guy that looks like someone brought a scarecrow to life, guess who I'm listening to? Good luck finding the wizard, you old scarecrow. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to Neil Young.
Yeah, old Neil got a little started believing.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.